everyone, and welcome to another episode of Big Bro and Friends.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Kumusta kayo, guys?
Hello.
Yan. Good. Good. Sobrang excited kami ngayon, Big Bro, dahil maraming ang nag-request nitong episode natin tonight.
Yes, maraming salamat sa mga nag-tune in sa Facebook, sa YouTube, at saka sa Spotify. Thank you sa mga comments. So every time you guys give us comments and feedback, na appreciate namin sobra yun, no? It gives us more ideas also on what to tackle in our future episodes. Alam nyo naman, ang Big Boy and Friends is all about adulting, about relationships, and about life in general. So we want to guide you. We want to be your go-to guide when it comes to adulting, no? At kasama ko, syempre, mga friends ko na mas bata sa akin ng kaunti lang, right? Kahit mas bapo pa ako ng kaunti lang din.
Uy!
Alay! So, our topic for today, in fact, we're jumping off, pag makita nyo, nandito na yung title dito sa Zoom. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to talk about turning your passion into profit. But before that, meron nagtanong, no, si Kiel Alfonso, and his question was, he's into basketball cards right now, enjoy niyang NBA. Parang sabi niya, would basketball cards be a good investment, no, moving forward?
Well,
now, that's why also naisip namin tong topic, because many people are into their passions now, whether it's collecting toys, cards, plantitas, di ba? Lahat yan, flip nila into a business. But it's something that they're passionate about, and that's why I believe this is a good topic for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Last episode natin about adulting is that you, Pastor D, na you said as a young working person, you considered your work as an art. And funny lang that you say that kasi yung work mo is very more manual labor talagang. Ano siya, may SOP yan. Day-to-day, pare-parehas yung ginagawa mo. So what about it is an art? Where did you get that inspiration or to call it an art?
Yeah, I think one of my inspiration would be my parents. Nakita ko sila growing up. You know, my dad is so passionate. Alam mo yung calculator, parang painting canvas. Ba, pagka talagang, yung alam mo may tunog yung calculator, parang ang sarap ng bilang niya.
Yeah.
Diba? And the reinvestment. And because we were in the, nasa tela kami, no? So technically we're in the fashion industry. My mom would study color patterns and color trends. Because we were in the cotton, so ang binibenta nila were cotton. So they would really study. And because they would be the one who will drive the trends, na yung mga telang nabibili nyo sa mga major leading department store, na pag-aralan niya ng mga nagpapadala, which is one of my parents would be one of the biggest ones in the cotton department.
Uh-uh.
And they study the trends. And so it's like, wow, hindi lang pala to pera-pera. There's a lot of art involved. There's a lot of... So my dad and mom were great partners, no? Kasi si daddy ko mahilig sa financial side of the business. Mami ko on the creative side of colors, anong bebenta, anong pwedeng design na pwede nating ano yan. So growing up, that was our everyday experience. We see them really treat their business as a work of art, no? So, ang ano lang talaga, ang galing, no? And that's where I found out that, wow, it's really an art. And now that I do, whether it's podcasting, writing a book, or preaching, doing my sermon, dapat makita natin art to, eh, no? Dapat may arte ka, may drama.
Yeah. The research that goes into it, kasi parang, you know the rules, you know, you've gotten everything, all the resources, parang how, parang your, from what you said about your mom, how does she make it her own parang siguro specialty. Siguro siya lang nagbebenta ng ganitong cotton, or siya yung pinakamaraming ganito na cotton, no? But obviously, you're not doing that anymore. You've written so many books. You've started a movement about Act Like a Man. And you're a pastor. So, coming from a family business, how did you know that you had to, you know, move forward from that? Lalo na, I think, din sa Phil-China family, parang it's, may something pag lumalabas ka ng family business, no?
Yeah. I think one of our, yung paglabas namin sa family business, basically, it was a matter of, you know, we wanted to be friends with our parents. At alam namin, kasi old style sila eh.
Yeah.
And now we were here, we were new generation, ang daming innovation na kailangan mangyari. Hindi kami na-approve sa lahat ng innovation. So,
naka-mom and pop style pa rin yung business yeah. namin sa Divisoria. And we felt like to take it to the next level, we need to do something. Okay. No? And now, out of the 6 siblings, 4 of them are in the e-commerce business. Mm-hmm. And they're some of the top sellers in the Philippines today, right? Because of the innovation. Pero pag nag-stay kami sa Divisoria, I don't think we'll be doing this, right? Wala kami sa e-commerce, hindi, wala sa Lazada, wala sa Shopee. Mm-mm. We won't be able to, my brothers and my sister won't be able to hire thousands of people even during the pandemic. But this has led to a lot of job openings because they've learned how to innovate and change through time, no? Yung pivoting na kailangan mangyari. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a key to making something profitable.
Kayo, as campus missionaries, as a freelance video editor, videographer, how did you know or how did you feel na parang, oh, I need to get out of my old job, your corporate job or whatnot, and do what it is that you're doing today? And can I just say, you guys are very good at what you do.
Yes, simulan natin. Grabe yung mga questions, ano, ang iinit. Napaisip din tuloy talaga ako eh. Paano?
Iinit tuloy?
Ako, I think, napunta ako dito because of a certain calling. Siguro from one na dating hindi ko alam ano talaga yung gusto ko. Aside from, gusto ko lang mag-ipon, kumita ng pera. The simplicity and the reality lang of, ganun talaga pag adult, magtatrabaho at magtatrabaho ka after mong graduate, and yun yung hahanapin mo eh. It's not always na passion ko kasi, kunwari, I really like drawing, arts, so dapat yung trabaho ko rin is related to arts. But it's not like that eh. Sometimes the available job doesn't fit your passion. Mm-hmm. Pero you just have to grab it because yun yung available at may needs ka na kailangan mong sustentuhan right now. There's a lot of responsibilities na carry or burden mo siya ngayon. So I think dun papasok yung if lahat teacher, sino magiging estudyante? Kung lahat doktor, sino yung magiging pasyente? So I think all of us have different calling and unique calling na we cannot try to persuade other people na hindi dapat ito ka, hindi dapat ito yung pwede sa'yo kasi ito dyan ka magaling. But at the end of the day, we have to respect that yung turning passion into profit is something na it takes time, hindi siya agad-agad. There may be my things or ano, mga lucky ones na talagang passion na talaga nung parents nila yon, na ipasa sa kanila, then meron na kaagad na simulan na business na you really like to do. But there are things na kakapain mo talaga, manggagaling ka sa pinakababa until such time na you discover what you're passionate about and you make it or turn it into passion. You setting objective. Yun yung sa akin.
Katulad ngayon, no, guys, para lang sa mga viewers natin, turning your passion into profit. Di naman siya profit paano, pero guys, nasa TV na tayo. Nasa TV na tayo. Okay. So, make sure to watch our episodes. Tuwing kailan nga yun?
Every Sunday, 9:30 a.m. On Light TV.
Yeah. And thank you so much to Light TV for opening that slot for us. And share so that we can share all this knowledge to so many other people, diba?
Sometimes kasi hindi mo rin alam saan siya manggagaling. You know, I could be talking like I preach every Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I put a lot of art into it and I put a lot of effort into what I do. And then somebody from our church would say, Pastor, pwede ka ba magsalita sa company namin? Mm-hmm. Talk about something, right? And I talk about something in my world of business before I entered pastoring. And then I found out, wow, ang ganda ng feedback sa talk mo. And then I get invited to another one and I get invited to another one. And then I write a book. I write a blog. It's free. It's like this. This is free. This is free TV for us. This is free internet. And then somebody sees Pretty Boy Josh. Tapos sabi, Josh, naghahanap kasi kami ng model. Baka pwede ka. Yung passion mo of podcasting and doing this for free can actually open doors for you that you'll never know. Right? And I think that's what happened to me. I did not set out to do business. In fact, I'm not doing any business. I'm not a motivational speaker. I do almost everything for free. This is for the Lord. This is for God. Mm. Yet, because sometimes kasi profit tingin natin pera lang eh. It's not just money. it's also value.
Great, great. Adding value.
Oh, yeah. Kasi once you put value in people, they put that same value on you. Diba? So I think that for me is profit. No? It's not all money, but then it's the value that you add and the value they give to you because of the value that you add into their lives.
Yeah.
Sakto ad. Ikaw na yan.
Nice.
Add value. No. Speaking of passion, no, you will know na you are passionate in sa isang bagay. Katulad nung parents ni Pastor G. Pag inaaral mo talaga siya, you are into it, you put effort, time on that, and really you are, you know that you're passionate about it. Like si Kel, no, yung nag-send sa atin ng message. Alam niya, passionate siya ngayon sa NBA cards kasi talaga yung inaaral niya. Tinanong niya pa sa atin, so alam mong passionate siya doon for that thing. So, the question again, no, paano, like ngayon, like yan, si Pretty Boy and Chingu, siya, we are campus missionaries. We coach students. But before ako maging campus missionary, no, nag-work ako sa corporate. 2 years! So, ang work ko po is assistant photographer, assistant production, something. Nakalimutan ko na yung work. No? And that time, passionate ako doon about photography, about video making, video editing. I'm passionate about that. And nag-work ako 2 years. But now, I'm working as campus missionary, nagpo-coach ako ng student. And that's something I want to note lang sa passion. No? It can change. Your passion can change.
Mm.
Yung passion mo before, maybe hindi na siya yung passion mo ngayon.
Mm.
But what important is kung saan mo dinadala yung passion mo and what output you are producing to that passion that you have. Ngayon, as a campus missionary, we are passionate in coaching students and seeing yung changes sa mga kabataan ngayon. And that's for us, is, yun nga yung sinasabi ni Big Bro. Kumbaga, ayun yung profit namin as of this moment. Seeing those lives being changed. Talaga makikita mo, kung dati, eto, sobrang pasaway na itong estudyante na to, nagkakating at all, di, walang direction sa buhay. Pero ngayon makikita mo na binabago siya unti-unti ni Lord. And that's for us, kumbaga, quote-unquote, the profit na meron kami. That's, ayun na yung ano, return ROI na talaga in doing this. Yun nga, dun kami mas naging ano eh, dun mas nagiging madrama yung ginagawa namin. Sa galingan pa natin. Lalo na ngayon, with the pandemic, lahat naging online, walang physical campus. Now we need to reinvent, innovate, and really to find that fun into playing that passion once again. Hindi, may campus pa rin. Mag-reach out pa rin tayo ng mga students. So it's ano, it's a matter of how you view the passion that you have. Yun nga, hindi lang siya about money, but it's about adding value sa isang tao and having that added value rin sa sarili.
Yes, ako nga. Ang galing nung point ni Anto. Sobrang nag-agree ako din kasi ganun din naman yung na-feel ko when I started. Pero I just want to answer din yung question ni Tita Sophie kanina. Mm-hmm. No? Kung paano ko ba na-feel na itong passion ko is magiging profit. Na ika nga yung profit namin is seeing yung pagbabago ng mga students, di ba? Or yung next generation. No?
Uh-oh.
I think sa akin, no, ako naman, just a quick background lang. Nag-work ako sa isang BPO company before. Night shift ako as a programmer, marketing. Tapos, dumating yung time na kasi nag-work ako gabi, tapos nag-volunteer ako sa campus morning. So dumating yung time na masaya naman ako sa ginagawa ko. Trabaho maayos, pumasok naman ako ng tama, masaya naman ako sa ginagawa ko. Pero hindi ko man sabi na passion ko yun. But I like what I'm doing, nagiging faithful ako sa ginagawa ko. Dumating yung time na doon sa work ko ng gabi, ang iniisip ko, yung ginagawa ko sa umaga, which is yung pumunta ako sa mga students, like coaching them, helping them, reaching out to them. Kumbaga yun na yung laging in mind ko. Kaya doon ako napaisip, doon ako napapost, napapray, napaconsider na ito na ba yung Lord, na ito na ba yung passionate ako na pwede ko nang gawin in a full-time basis. So doon ako nag-start. So yun nga, again, yung passion ko na yun, no? Hindi naman ako yung best person doon. Pero alam mo lang na dahil nga yung passion na yun, si Lord yung nabigay sa'yo eh. So gagalingan mo, you will study, you will be faithful sa ginagawa mo, magiging excellent ka, kagaya nga ng sabi niya, di ba? And then eventually, you will see yung pagbabago, yung profit nga dun sa mga buhay yes. ng student. Mm. So, yeah.
Sa'yo, Sophie, ano bang ano mo? I think you went to some business, right?
Marami rin ganap si Sophie.
I always have ganap. I always have a small hustle. Parang ang gusto ko lang kasi is like, I have my work as a writer, as an SEO writer. I like digital marketing kasi gusto ko nakikita yung mga tao excited about something. A product, a event, whatever. Gusto ko, I like bringing people together. That's why I like it. And on top of that, I like selling product. I like it when people are excited to buy from me. I would rather just keep writing over selling. Kasi, parang mahirap kasi, you know, parang to get to all the factors coming together. But I do it because I want to be able to practice that skill of marketing, of writing, and not there's only so many opportunities. So I made my own opportunities, like to do it, to practice it. And yung nga, coming from your stories, like kayo Ad, kayo Josh, it's that dedication. Like I see myself doing this in the future, so there has to be some way that I can make that happen now. What are practical ways I can get to that point? And then along the way, dun ko na parang na-add or natatanggal yung parang ito hindi to kailangan.
Yeah, I think one of my advice no na lagi kong binibigay din sa mga those people who want to turn their passion into profit is you need a lot of passion plus.
Mm.
Okay? It's not just passion. No, marami kasi passion lang ng passion, di ba? Pero out of passion na sila eh, di ba? In terms of thinking that it's just all passion. Because it's not all passion. Everyone knows that starting a business, it's going to be long term. It's a marathon.
Yeah.
And if you're not dedicated to it, passion lang, you'll never survive. No? And I think the tricky part about this is that you'll not be passionate about every part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
No? Kiel talked about basketball cards. No? I'm into basketball cards. I've been into card collecting since I was in high school. High school pala ako, nagko-collect na ako ng cards. Up until now, I collect cards. I flip some of the cards that I have. It's actually a good side hustle for me. Mm-hmm. Ibig sabihin, I'm collecting. I love it. My kids love NBA cards. But then we're also earning on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are some things that we're not passionate about. Like customer complaint. Nabenta mo, tapos sabi niya, oh, bakit may ganyan? Oh, bakit ganyan? Bakit? Minsan, minumura ka. Diba? Top, yung packaging, paano mo pa-package para safe yung cards? Lahat yan, Kel, mahirap yan. I'm not passionate about that. I'm passionate about getting a bargain and selling it. Yeah. Right? I'm passionate about that game, but then, and I'm passionate about the NBA, but there are certain aspects of the business I'm not passionate about. Tulad nung sa tela, hindi ako passionate na magbuhat ng tela at mag-deliver. Diba? Kasi parang for me, wow, diba? Parang hindi ko kaya yan. Diba? Yung muscles ko sumasakit. Kasi I'm from La Salle. Diba? So, but I have to do it. You need passion plus.
Yeah.
It's not just all passion.
One of the things that I find difficult is talking to somebody na parang Tagalog nga ang Tagalog, parehas nga tayo nagsasalita ng Tagalog, pero parang bakit di tayo nagkakaintindihan? Or it's just na they have a different lifestyle, they grew up differently, and you have to compromise and put yourself in that customer's shoes so that you can, ito medyo businessy na to, put yourself in their shoes. And I guess it's the same way as a campus missionary. Like, diba, when I was a volunteer and I really loved volunteering, I loved being in the campus, parang I always just thought na I have to put myself in their shoes, because if I don't get it from their perspective, I won't understand their need.
Yeah.
Mali-mali tuloy yung gagawin mo kung hindi mo inintindi sila, diba? Mm. Right?
Yep. Lagi nila tinatanong, if you watch Shark Tank, I don't know if you love that show.
Yes.
It, they do their pitches on the business. Tapos may mga billionaires who would invest on you. And sometimes they would say, this is my business. And then the billionaires would say, that's not a business, it's a hobby. Right? Because for some, certain skills, skill sets are needed to turn passion into profit. Pero iba yung alam mong I'm in here for the long haul. Mm-hmm. No? Now, when challenges arise, I'm not gonna quit because it's not just a hobby, it's a passion that I have that I want to turn into a profit. Mm-hmm. So, dyan minsan, and not generalizing naman, pero karamihan ng mga tao na nagkikwit sa negosyo or in their career, it's because of the yung emotions nila get the best of them.
Yeah.
No? They let their emotions control mm-hmm. them. No? Kasi pagdating sa negosyo, you cannot and this is my third point, no? Don't fall in love with the business.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start falling in love with the business, you will not be objective. Lugi ka na, feeling mo pwede pa.
Yeah.
'Di ba?
Yeah.
Dumudugo ka na, okay ka pa ng okay. In-extend mo pa ng 3 taon, dapat 3 buwan sarado na 'yan. Pero dahil na in love ka diyan, 'di ba? Wala na. Or na-addict ka. Example, may mga friends ako mahilig mag Funko Pop. Una, Funko Pop. Tapos mamaya, nakabenta sila ng 3. Uy, sarap. Nakabenta ako 3. Nakatubo ako 50% plus more than the ano. Na-flip nila. But later on, kahit naka-flip sila, kumita nga sila, pero bili sila ng bili. Hanggang napuno na yung bahay. Tapos, ang lagi nila sinasabi, binibili ko naman to kasi investment to. You're falling in love with the business already that you're no longer making objective decisions na, oops, pero lugi ka na ng 100,000 ha. May 100,000 peso na Funko Pop inventory ka at you're just earning around 10,000 a month. So it means your 100,000 na nalabas, 10,000 na pumapasok, lugi ka na 90,000. And the way you're selling now, it's not gonna earn, right? Unless you do something and you shift and you stop, you know, being so addicted to it and falling in love with it. Winners kasi know when to quit. No, alam ko laging tinuturo sa atin nung bata tayo, winners never quit. That's not true, by the way. Winners know when to quit.
Mm-hmm.
No? Some of the top billionaires know when to quit and sell their business and enjoy life and start a new project and start a new passion project that they have. No? But then, winners would know when to quit. No? Oh, eto, okay na ako. Eto, happy na ako. Eto, pag pinatuloy ko pa, sira na ang pamilya ko. Pag ito, pinatuloy ko pa, wala na akong girlfriend. Kahit gusto ko magka-girlfriend. Because masisira lang kung papasok ko sa isang relationship because I'm too consumed with it and I cannot stop. I'm addicted to the business already. Mm-hmm. Right? So, be self-aware. Business ba to or hobby? Kasi okay lang yan. My wife is into baking. It's a hobby. It's not a business. Does she sell? Yes, she sells bread. But she does not commercial, hindi siya commercial, hindi siya marketed. It's among friends. What is she doing? What she's done is, okay, I'm selling some bread because malaki na yung ginagastos ko. I-ano ko lang para mas hindi malaki gastos ko, magbebenta ako sa mga friends ko. Masarap naman kasi yung tinapay talaga ni Tammy. ano bang, pati IG niya, hindi ko na alam, di ba? Kasi nga, hobby lang siya. Yeah. Hindi siya negosyo. She just texts people, I'm baking this week, you guys wanna order? It's actually just to help, you know, para hindi masyado mabigat yung labas ng pera niya. So for her, that's a hobby. It's not a business. She knows it. No?
But
yeah, any comment lang on those things?
But then she also has something that she is passionate about, which is... Abang tawagin technical term, it's like birthing classes, right?
Yeah, the birthing, yeah.
She's making a profit out of
that,
which is completely different from the baking. Yeah. And she's extremely knowledgeable about that. Kasi
it requires certification, study.
Yes, nag-aral pa si Ate Tammy for that, talaga.
But then she had to wrestle with it, kasi at first it was a passion. It was not for earning. She'll happily do it for free until today.
Wow.
You know, she wrestles with that because that's her heart. And you have to always remember why you started doing it.
Mm.
No? Bakit ka ba nag-collect ng toys talaga? Diba? Ako, marami kaming toys sa bahay. Kasi nilalaro namin mag-ama.
Mm-hmm.
We play. That's my bonding time with my kids. And then we learn how to flip even the toys. I'm teaching them how to flip the toys and earn a profit in the toys. Kunyan, nagsawa na sila kay He-Man or nagsawa sila kay Captain America. Bebenta namin si Captain America. Bibili kami ng bagong action figure. And they're enjoying the process now of saying, wow, I can actually have more toys by selling toys and get more toys.
Yes.
So at a young age, I'm teaching them business and how you can turn your passion into something very profitable. And for Tammy, it's helping moms. She will do it without earning. And it is in that spirit that she's making a living out of helping. Yun yung maganda lang sa kanya, no? Kasi parang nakatulong na ako, kumita pa ako.
Kumita on the side.
Pero hindi ko motivation kumita. Motivation ko tumulong. And that, I think, makes her different from many other business women because she's really passionate about the call that God has for her to help women, whether with pay or without pay. No?
Ako, I think lang na there's this person that I'm thinking right now na who really lives out this ano parang passion into profit. Diba, Rekdi? Sige na, kwento mo na yan.
Go.
Ayan, sige. Siguro starting off, no? Passion into profit. Nag-start kasi ako small business ng clothing since passion ko mag pumorma or magsuot ng comfortable clothes na gusto kong suotin, di ba? Kasi parang ang daming nagbebenta ng mababang presyo pero hindi naman talaga like ganun kaganda yung quality, no? So nag-start ako doon and then nagulat ako, medyo okay naman. Actually yung dalawa kong customer nandito.
present
dito pa yung
ano. So pero before pa noon, nag-ano na talaga ako, like I'm into video or visual creating or content creating, visual projects ganyan. So, yung passion ko kasi is to really make a story na may mai-inspire na tao or mamu-move na tao sa isang video na magagawa mo. So, I started out really doing videos na hindi talaga okay sa simula, pero kahit hindi okay, dahil yung story ay like na-move sila or na-inspire sila, parang na alam mo, nabuhayan ako or mas naging yung parang gastang ko na mas na fill up siya. And siguro to help people lang din, no? To like know, tingnan mo rin, no, kung yung passion mo ba is like magagamit mo as profit or may mapaprofit ka ba talaga dito, kasi mamaya baka hobby nga lang kasi gusto mo maging like talent or singer pero pumipiyak ka lagi, di ba, katulad ko. So para baka wala kang patunguhan doon, di ba? So I started out creating videos for free like for a year or two. Sobrang ano lang, passion lang, tuwa lang, ganyan. Parang nag-enjoy ako dito eh. Gusto kong gumawa ng video na makapag-inspire or makapag makapag-move nga and all. Ayun, until dumating yung time na may nagsabi sa akin na hire kita, gawan mo akong video, ganito, ganyan. So parang nagulat ako na, uy, okay pala to, no? Kasi may gumabayad para ano, gawin yung like happy yung gawin, di ba? May profit na pumasok. So siguro for the people who are watching, no? Ayun nga, check mo lang din kung ibang tao, nakikita yung passion mo as something na nakakapag-create ka ng value for other people din. And siguro yun yung one thing na you can see or you can say na you can turn your passion into profit if someone can yun nga, get value or get something from what you are doing. And yeah, so yun sa akin, big bro.
Yeah, so for all your weddings, Debu, and and
Halloween
video,
music videos, story you want to put into video.
Yes, sir.
Rick B. IG.
Yun. So hopefully nakatulong din kami. Tita Sophie, meron ka ba? You wanna wrap this up?
All right. From coming lang from all your stories and your word of advice, ito yung mga conclude ko. You know, there's all, at the end of the day, we all want to do something now we're passionate about and to make a living off of it. But it takes time. You have to figure out if it's a hobby or a passion that you can turn into a profit. And after that, if you take calculated risk and make wise decisions, you'll end up doing something you love and benefit from it financially. So, pag-isipan nyo yun mabuti.
I love that.
Mga browsers.
Yes. All right. So, thank you so much. We had a very good discussion.
Yeah.
I do hope and pray na lahat ng mga passion nyo, you can turn it into something profitable.
Yep.
No, na hindi lang kayo collect ng collect, pero mangungolekta rin kayo ng mga cheque, no, at saka ng mga payments out of the passion that God has given you. No, so thank you so much, everyone. Again, if you have any questions, you can email us at bigbroandfriends@gmail.com. Pwede rin sa aming mga DM, PM sa IG, sa Facebook. And also, you can download our episodes sa Spotify. Again, this is Dennis C., your big bro and friends, saying goodbye and good day, everyone.
Good day, guys.
Bye.
Bye. See you in the next episode.
Hi, RBR. It's all about me or it's about us.